Hello everybody, welcome here at the Lightning Talks at FOSTEM here in Brussels. I want to introduce you to you, Jason and Zach. They talk about IMIG, self-hosted photo and video management solution. Give them a warm welcome and enjoy the talk.
All right, thank you. I'm Jason, and this is Zach. We're members of the IMIG team. IMIG joined the Fudo company organization last May, and the two of us are able to work on it full-time, which is pretty cool, pretty fun. Before we get started, how many of you guys have heard of IMIG before? Okay, for those of you that haven't heard of IMIG, IMIG is a high-performance video and photo management solution. I think actually on Monday it will be 3 years since the first commit. So it's a pretty new project. It's not been around for very long. It has a web app and a mobile app, and the primary use case for it is to run this at your house, and you can take pictures on your phone and back them up to your server on your house. So basically a self-hosted Google Photos implementation. A little bit about the tech stack. It's basically TypeScript everywhere. We have an Express node server for our API, and the front end is written in Svelte, which is also a TypeScript framework. The back end we use is Postgres, and I guess notably we use a couple of extensions to do specifically like vector searches. So we have a bunch of cool machine learning features built into IMIG. And Postgres plus vector extensions and a few other things let us do basically everything we want to do with just a single database. On the mobile side, the app is written in Flutter and it compiles to Android and iOS. So that's something a little bit unique about us. A lot of self-hosted open source apps don't have a mobile app or don't have a great mobile app, but that's one of the things that was important to our primary use case, which is taking pictures on your phone and backing them up to your server. It's also worth noting that we have a bunch of machine learning features, and I'm not a machine learning guy, but from what I understand, Python is the way to do that. So we have a specific container you deploy that's written in Python, and it can run and load models for facial recognition and generate embeddings for search and other stuff like that. All right, we're going to do a live demo. I'm going to show you some of the pictures. I'm from the United States. I flew into Germany and spent a few days there before coming up to Brussels. So we're going to look at some of my pictures I have set up on a demo instance and look at some of the features and capabilities that IMIG has. So you notice the first thing, there's this scribble timeline, so you can just click and jump to any point in time. It makes it really nice to be able to just go back and find pictures. So in January, it was like 2 days ago or whatever, but in January, you know, I flew into Frankfurt and I spent a couple of days with Daniel, and I'm going to make an album and share it with the rest of the team. So you can see, you know, we don't have very many cool castles in the United States, but in Europe, there's cool castles everywhere. I went and saw a cool castle in Germany, took probably too many pictures, but the server is at my house, you know, so I have plenty of stores, no problem. Went to a couple museums and saw a bunch of cool buildings and stuff. Anyways, let's put all these in a album. So I can just shift select and add those to an album. I'll make a... Oh, I already have a FOSTEM album. I'll make a new album. Yeah, and here you can change the title, you add a description, but the most important thing about albums is you can share them with other people. So I'll share them with Zach and Alex. Alex is the main founder of the team, and he actually started working on this because he asked his wife, like, what should I build for you? And she was like, we're about to have a baby. I'm going to take lots of pictures. Can you build an app for me? And so he started working on IMIG. And over time, he got a bunch of other people that also needed a place to put their pictures. He actually just had a baby this last week, so he's not here, and he sent us in his stead. But, you know, I'll share these pictures with Alex. So on this instance, Alex can log in, Zach can log in, and they can see this album that I've shared with them. But I also have other people I want to share it with that aren't on this instance, so I can generate what's called a shared link, so you can access this without having to log in. You can optionally password protect it, and you can choose whether to show metadata, which is like the GPS location that the picture were taken in and stuff like that. So if I create this link, you know, I can open a incognito tab, and you could access this and see all the pictures on it, which is pretty cool to be able to share with friends and stuff. Something else that's pretty cool about Image is we have a map view. So you can see on this map all the different places I've been and where pictures have been taken. You can, sometimes it's really nice to be able to just know I took a picture in this area, but I don't remember when it was or what it was about necessarily. So you can like use the map to kind of go back and explore where I visited in Europe and you know stuff like that. Something else, when you upload a picture, we run like a bunch of tasks, and it will go and do a bunch of things that enhances the things you can do with your photos. And one of the things we do is facial recognition. So we had some of the team members upload their pictures for us, and so you can see some of them here. But like these are all the pictures with me in them. We went to a illusionist place, and I'm taller than Ben, but not in this picture. Also on the detail page, you know, you can add a description, you can favorite and mark them with like a 5-star rating. We also support like hierarchical tags, so you can have like nested tags, you can link to these pictures, and then you can use that to view them. Yeah, and then to do the...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if... This is kind of our web application, but we also want to show off a little bit the mobile app. So I'll turn the time over to Zach, who will do a little bit of the demo for the mobile side.
Yeah, so the mobile app looks pretty similar on the timeline view. We have the same like scrubber on the side. You can jump to anywhere you like. You can also, if you have photos locally, they'll show up here if you're backing them up. And one of the things we have is a automatic background backup. So I'm going to take a photo of the crowd now, and then we'll take a photo of this laptop and this bottle here, and then we'll go back to the app, and they've uploaded. They don't have thumbnails yet. Give them a second. But yeah, they've already uploaded to the server, apart from the bottle one. And we should already be able to go into the search, for example. And we have a smart machine learning search based off of Clip. And we should be able to search for like lecture hall in here. And hopefully, I think it's that one there. The thumbnail is having a bit of a problem, but there you go. Similarly, maybe more relevant to people, we could search for like cat, and we have all the cat pictures of my cats and some of our contributors. So, yeah, the search is really cool. I think a lot of people like how great the search works. And you can get really specific with the terms and pretty much always find the photo you'd like. And it has all the other features. So we have the map view where you can go in and see a heat map of all the photos and like scroll and you'll see all the photos on your screen. But yeah, that's the app. Shall we go on to the next?
One more.
Cool, so now I'm going to talk about a few of the things that are upcoming for Image. So the main one that everyone kind of wants to see happen is a stable release, including us. This kind of will bring, for you guys, we want to have proper semantic versioning, backwards compatibility for apps. Right now, we kind of only keep a couple versions working, like guaranteed working. but when we go with this, it will be like all major versions will work, that kind of thing. The kind of stuff you expect from a stable piece of software. But yeah, we are aiming towards this as like our main goal at the moment. Locked photos is another one that is probably one of our highest requested features, which I think the other apps, like the app that shall not be named, has, where you can put your photos in a like a password protected or pin protected folder that doesn't show up in the main timeline, that kind of thing. So we're working on that as well. Smart albums. This is one we've wanted for a long time. We've done some work to go towards this. Basically, the idea is you'll be able to have any of like the metadata or people, dates, locations, as it says, as well as we even want to have like search terms. So the search you saw before, you'll be able to use that and have like I can't remember what it's called, when you have like the number, if it's like confident over a certain level, it will go into an album and it will automatically update this album whenever new photos are uploaded. And this is kind of powered by another feature which will be called workflows, which will allow you to do that kind of automation, like automated albums, but across any action on the server. So you could do automated tagging, whatever actions. Automated tagging, the
you
albums.
You can automatically add users to albums if there is a person in it that you want to automatically share it with. You can like create shared links. You can have like external integrations. You could like auto share things to Facebook if it meets some criteria. So basically like anything you would want to do. The thing that's kind of cool about Image is there's a huge community of people building other stuff around it. There's like other apps people are using APIs to like do crazy stuff with, and like some of those things would be easier if you could do it in Image itself. If you want to run your own machine learning model that does some other type of analysis on the pictures that are uploaded or stuff like that, or maybe you want to pay for an AI integration something, and you could like send these pictures there to have them do some additional stuff.
Yeah, I think basically we have like a lot of feature requests, and a lot of those things are things that probably only a few people want, but we want to enable those, but we don't want to build those ourselves. So this will enable the community to make plugins to do that kind of thing as well. And then another big one that you can do on the app should not be named, but we can't do here, is because all of our instances are separate on other people's machines, you cannot share an album between two instances right now. But we want to add federation so you could have an album and share and add photos from two different servers, or even like 3, 4, 5 different servers, and all of the different servers will be able to see the albums from and add pictures from every user on those servers. So this will enable like a more seamless experience, kind of like what you'd get with the bigger cloud providers, but still self-hosted and all of that great stuff. And then we want to enable easier backups for users that aren't as confident with self-hosting. They still want to run a server at home, and they've got the expertise to do that kind of thing, but aren't confident with like setting up backups and restoring. It's kind of quite a complicated thing to do correctly. So we want to enable something in Image itself where it's just kind of a one click. You pay us a fee, we end-to-end encrypt all the backups, this goes onto our cloud servers, and then if you need to restore it, it's there, it's all protected. And then following from that...
Well, I think I'll just say too, like a lot of people run apps at home, and if you have backups or not for some of this stuff, I feel like it doesn't matter too much, but pictures is a little bit different. Like, you don't want to lose your photos, yeah. And it's like... Backups are hard, and backups for photos in specifically is like something you don't want to get wrong. So there's plenty of people, I think, out there that would just like to have an option to pay us to deal with that for them. And so we want to enable those types of use cases as well.
Yeah, we're trying to protect you from your angry relatives if you ever lose your photos. And then moving on from that, just a brief mention. Following, we want to build a full cloud solution at some point. So people who are completely non-technical can still have all the benefits of Image, but without having to actually run it at home. So, yeah. And the last mention is we just launched merch. You can go to Image Up Store and you can grab yourself some of these designs on t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, magnets, all kinds of stuff. We'll have some at the booth tomorrow. I think we said if you have an image in store and you can show it to us, then you get a free t-shirt. So, cool. You can find us on our socials here. We have 9 seconds. Thank you for coming. And yeah, catch us at our stand tomorrow in Building K Level 2.
Okay, thank you for your talk.